in this case, with the Clean Water Act rule, we think EPA got it exactly right. And the reason we think that is they held true to the intent of the architects of the Clean Water Act. And one of those architects was Howard Baker, senator, you know, longtime senator from Tennessee and President Reagan's former chief of staff. And he was one of the crafters of the Clean Water Act. And he made it clear not only through his work on crafting the act, but also in subsequent years when there were efforts to narrow the scope of the Clean Water Act, he made it abundantly clear that he believed that in order to protect any of our waterways, we have to protect all of our waters. And he specifically talks about marshes, wetlands, small streams, and so forth. And, you know, if what American Farm Bureau and the home builders and stuff are out there doing is they're trying to say that the Clean Water Act needs to be limited to what it calls navigable waters. And in their interpretation of the word navigable, they mean basically, large water bodies that, you know, people can boat in, and in some states are only the ones that are affected by the ebb and flow of the tides and so forth. And if you had that kind of interpretation of the Clean Water Act back when we were working on the Pigeon River issue in 98, you know, EPA wouldn't have had jurisdiction over the section of the river that flows through the paper mill in Canton.